So the song is Yom Shabbat Kodesh Hu, and the tune is a very simple tune. Tal-la-la-lam, tal-la-lam, tal-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-lam, tal-la-la-la-la-la-la-lam, 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 ta-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-lam. That's a tune. And then just repeats itself for each stanza. So we'll sing it, and afterwards we'll discuss how each of these stanzas is another medrash, at least one. Gemara, medrash. Yom Shabbat Kodesh Hu Ashrei Ha'ish Shomereyu Ve'al Hayayin Zochrehu Ve'al Yasim Elibo Ve'al Yasim Elibo Hakis Rek Ve'yein Bo Yismach Ve'irve Ve'imlove Hatzur Yifra Et Chovo Habasar Yayin Vidagim Ve'al Yechsar Betanugim Vim Shelo Shele Lefanav Tzagim Ze Yiye Secharo Ze Yiye Secharo Asher Chafetz Bikaro Yosef Chatsa Dag Umatza Margaliot Bivsaro Ve'im Shulchan Kadat Aruch Umalach Kel Ya'ane Baruch Ze Yiye Zeman Aruch Ne'oyevav Yeyuchedo Men Ve'oyevav Yeyuchedo Men Umalach Ya'ane Amen Be'al Korcho Yisaper Shevacho Shemo Yale Ketov Shamen Nashim Nerot Tadlikena Ve'chok Nidot Tachzikena Ve'achalot Tasikena Yagen Ba'adan Zechutan Yagen Ba'adan Zechutan Yom Bo'ed Ledatan Ve'im Lo Avru Ve'nizaru Azai Kerova Leidatan Tinu Shevach Veshira Lakela Asher Shabbat Bara Velanovo Natan Torah Kara Lemoshe Matana Kara Lemoshe Matana Bevet Genazai Hit Emuna Lechayata vekachota tenah ladat mimana nefesh ki ne'enacha bashabbat ba'menucha gil vesason vesimcha berchov vekidesho b'man berchov vekidesho b'man Nineredet le'am lo alman Ve'ashabat nefesh meshivat Be'pisat bar asher taman Chukotea b'mara Nitztavu be'azara Kaharim b'sara Teloyim ilchoteha Teloyim milchoteha, shomrei mitzvoteha, yinchalu leyom shekolo shabbat, shabbat betzivoteha. Zehaot asher sam ha'el beino ven b'nei Yisrael uvashivi asher ho'el. Sambat Yonah Nahar Sambat Yona na Shevechon Yom Rahatz Venimar Yochiach Bo Manoach Tashiv Lemin Asher Shoel Kolei Kolot Yechdalun Bet Shira Yigdalun Kichat Alem Yizalun ועל יסיגו גבולי, ועל יסיגו גבולי, באורח שיר נפל חבלי, היקוששו ויל תשמשו, ונעזר שיר שפר עלי. Okay, so what does the song mean? Yeah, it's an easy song, yeah, it's an easy tune. Yom Shabbat Kodesh, the day of Shabbos, is holy. Ashrei Ha'ish Shomreihu. Praised is he who watches over the Shabbos. So we have Shamar and Zohar. Ashrei to the Shamar. And Alayayin Zohreihu. The rabbis instituted that we fulfill the Zohar over wine. V'al yasim elibon, he shouldn't take heart. Hakis rek ve'enbo, although his wallet is empty. Chazal say on Shabbos, you shouldn't think of that. Yismach ve'irveh, you should be happy and you should drink. Ve'im loveh, atzur yifra et chovom. The Gemara says, if you have to take a loan in order to cover your costs for Shabbos, Hashem will cover that. However that works out halachically, it's a big discussion. Habasar yayin v'dagim, a person should have meat and wine and fish. Ve'alichsal b'tanugim, and he shouldn't leave behind the pleasures of Shabbos. Ve'im shloshele lefanav tzagim, and if he has these three before him, ze yiyeh secharo, this is what his wages are going to be like. Asher chafetz bikaro, the one who's interested in having him have things good, have honor. Yosef chatza dagu matza. Look at Yosef. We know the famous story about Yosef Mokir Shabbat, that he did everything on behalf of the Shabbos, and then one time he cut open a fish, umatza magaliot bivsaro, and he found gems in its inside that fish. V'im shulchan kadat aruch. So if the table is set the way it should be, so the Talmud says, when a person comes home, he has two angels, one on his left, one on his right, a good angel and a bad angel. If everything is set, the good angel says, blessed should be this house to have the same tomorrow, next Shabbos. And the bad angel has to say, Amen. And if he comes home and finds the whole house a mess, he hasn't made his bed, he hasn't made the table, the house is a balagan, so then the bad angel says, may it be the will that next week it'll be like that, and the good angel has to say, Amen. So, Umalach kel yane baruch, the angel will bless him if the table is set. That's what he said. Vim shochan kadat aruch, if the table is set the way it should, umalach kel yane baruch. So then the angel of God will call out a blessing. Ze yezeman aruch, this will be for a set time, next Shabbos. Ve'oiv avi yuchid domin, and his enemies will have to be silenced. Umalach yane amin, and the bad angel will have to say amin. Ba'al kocho yisaper shvacho, whether against his will he's going to have to sing his praise. Shmo yaleh ketov shamen, and his name will go up like good oil, like the pasuk says in Koheles, tov shem yishem en tov. A good name is better than good oil. Nashim nirot tadlikena, women, you light the candles in honor of Shabbos. Bechok nidotach nizikena, and take care to watch the laws of family purity. The three mitzvahs of the women are candle lighting, family purity, and challah. Va'achalot asikena, and you bake the challah the way you should. Yagen ba'adan zchutan, and then your merits will protect you, like the Mishnah says in Shabbos, that if a woman is careful with these three mitzvos, then yom bo et leidatan, when the time of their birth comes, so then these three merits stand by them, that everything should pass by peacefully. Ve'im la'avu v'nizaru, if they didn't transgress, and they were careful to fulfill these mitzvot the way they should, azay kova leidatan, so then their birth is near, that it'll come by peacefully. Tenu shevach v'shira la'kel asher Shabbat bara, give song and praise to the God who created Shabbos, v'lanu bo natan Torah, and he gave us the Torah on Shabbos, right? Matan Torah was on Shabbos, the Gemara says. Kara l'Moshe matana, he called Moshe and said, I want to give you a gift. What's that gift? So the Talmud says that Hashem had a special gift to give us that comes along with Shabbos, that's called the Neshama Yisera, the capacity to enjoy Shabbos. Ordinarily, if you stop life, you don't do anything, you just sit and rest and eat and drink, you feel like you've wasted a day. Hashem gave us a gift that on Shabbos we don't feel that way. We feel like everything's great. Me'ein olam haba. How come? How come when you take a vacation you don't feel the same way? So that's the gift that Hashem gave us, the Neshama Yisera, that we have a special feeling on Shabbos that you can't have if you take any other day off. You can take a day off. You might need the break, and you'll have the break, but you won't have the feeling of Shabbos. And that's a special gift Hashem gave us. Bevet Genazai Timunah, God said, it's in my storage house. That's what the Gemara says, that's a special gift Hashem called Moshe and said he wants to give that to the Jewish people. Lechai ata b'kachota, it's fit for you, take it. Tena ladat mimana, give it to the nation that's beyond count. Nevesh kineinacha, if the soul has sighed, b'shabbat b'menucha, then together with the Shabbos comes rest. Gil v'sason v'simcha, rejoicing and happiness and song. God blessed and sanctified the day of Shabbos. The Talmud says the Shabbos asked God, where's my blessing, where's my sanctity? So God said, you'll see, when I give heavenly food on Shabbos, it won't come down. Just like the Jews don't have to work for Panos on Shabbos, they work the rest of the week and then eat off of that on Shabbos. So too the man doesn't come down on Shabbos, you get a double portion on Friday. So that's Berchoviki Deshoviman. God blessed it and sanctified it with the man, Mileredet, that the man does not fall down, Le'amlo Alman, for the nation who is not widowed. Sometimes the nation of Israel is taunted by the other nations. Ah, God left you. Your God died. And no, the Jewish people are called the Amlo Alman, the nation who is not widowed. Hashem has not left them. And part of that is the Shabbos. V'ashabat nefesh mishivat. Hashem gave us the Shabbos, which rejuvenates our soul. V'fisat bar asher taman, with the special food that Hashem hid for us. Chukotea b'mara, the laws of Shabbos, we have a tradition that we were taught in Mara, our first camping. Nitztavu ba'azara, there we were warned for keeping the Shabbos. So that's a tradition we have, that in Mara we got the mitzvah of Shabbos, even before the Torah was given. Kararim b'sara, the Mishnah in Chagiga says, the laws of Shabbos are like mountains hanging by a hair. You have so many laws, and you have very few verses to indicate all these laws. Where does it say all 39 melachos in the Torah? Where does it say that it has bim leches machshevis? So many laws, and they're like hairs, like mountains hanging by a hairs. That's how the laws are hanging. You can't find too many verses to indicate them. It's mainly tradition. Those who keep the mitzvahs of Shabbos will inherit through the commandments of Shabbos. They will merit to have a day that's complete rest, a complete Shabbos. The world to come is called the Shabbos, and so too the songs of Shabbos, the Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, LeYom SheKulo Shabbat UMenuchah LeChayei Olamim. The songs of Shabbos really correspond to the ultimate Shabbos that we're headed towards, and Shabbos is just a taste of what's yet to come. God says, this is the sign between me and my people, that they are my people, only they rest, the rest of the world doesn't rest. That's the sign that they are my people, that they rest like me. So on that seventh day, God made a special river that, or every day it flows quickly. So then on that day, the river rests. Even Josephus talks about this river. Sambatyon, and the Rishonim say that Sambatyon really comes from the word Sabbat. Sabbat is Shabbos. So in Greek, very often they added yon to many Hebrew words. So Sabbatyon is like Shabbat. And then somewhere in there the mem came in. So Sambatyon, the river, rests on Shabbos. According to one medrash, it's a river that shoots up rocks. Yochiach bo manuach tashiv lemin asher shoel. The Talmud says that there was a min that asked Rabbi Akiva, according to some it was Turnus Rafus. He asked Rabbi Akiva, prove to me that you Jews haven't lost count. How do you know that today is Shabbos? So Rabbi Akiva gave him a few proofs. One of the proofs he gave him was, he said, go see the river Sambatyon, you'll see that on the day that we rest, the river also rests. So that was one of his proofs. Kolei kolot yechdalun, and then he concludes his songs and says, all the great voices will cease, bet shirai yechdalun, when they uplift my song, ki chatale mizalun, because they'll melt like dew, v'al yasigu gevuli, and they shouldn't infringe on what I've written this song, Borach Shir Nafal Chavli, in this song that came to my lot, Hitkoshushu V'al Shamshu V'Nezor Shir Shafali. He says, don't use this crown, the song that God gave me to sing in honor of the Shabbos. This is a song, I guess he's saying, don't steal it. I don't know exactly what he means by this last stanza. It's a way of saying, this is his song in honor of Shabbos, but more than that, I don't understand. Okay, so maybe we'll do just the tune of the song. Dun na 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 dun na dum dun na 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 dum dun na 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 dun la la dun la 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 na 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 dum dun la la na 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 dun la 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 na 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 la 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 na la 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 na na dun la 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 da la la la, one more time, da la la la, da la la, da la la la, hi ya, na 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 na, da la la la, da da da, da la la na na na, la la na 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 la 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 la